This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, mock draft injection. We do it every day at this time. It is draft season. The combine really gets going today. There's workouts, obviously teams talking to players there all week long. We'll hear from Nick Caserio in the next segment. He met with the media yesterday. He was making the rounds yesterday. He was on McAfee, stirring the pot with various WWE wrestlers.
Yeah, he enjoys going on McAfee. They have a good time with him.
Yep. So let's do the mock draft. Bucky Brooks, NFL.com. Bucky Brooks, former wide receiver in the NFL. He's been doing NFL.com work and media stuff for many, many years. Does a nice job. He has his second mock draft. So this is the second one he's done. We'll look at some of the other teams in these two as we continue to go on this draft journey, but we'll always start with the Texans here. So let's see what Bucky Brooks has to say. Again, Bucky Brooks, former wide receiver. We page down with the 25th overall pick. Thank you. Houston Texans select Luther Burden III, Missouri wide receiver. This is the second one we've done of these, Seth. We're about 2 weeks into doing these. Going through the various mock drafts. This is the second one that I can remember that has had Luther Burden the third.
And then he mentions, Bucky Brooks mentions, hey, if they don't retain Stephon Diggs or bring back Stephon Diggs, this is a guy that does really good work on the shorter stuff. He's 5'11", 205. You know, he's not huge. He's not tiny. But he can be a deep ball threat as well. It's just in that offense, like 75% of his catches were inside of 10 yards. So a lot of the shorter area stuff that can be a compliment to Nico Collins, it's easy to envision him being a guy that plays in the slot or wherever else and can compliment Nico Collins.
He spent the second most time in the slot of any receiver in Division I football
last year.
As far as at snap.
Yeah. So, which, as we know, like that doesn't – in the NFL, guys are much less tied to one position anymore, and they tend to play all over the place.
Yep.
And also, you know, this comes to – we should mention because on Texans radio yesterday – oh, Cecil Shorts was talking about the Tank Dell injury.
Yeah, and I didn't listen to it. I saw the tweet.
Cecil was – painting a picture that, hey, just brace yourself. This could be a really, really long road for Tank Dell. Because Cecil had a similarly catastrophic knee injury with multiple ligament tears. And he wasn't cleared to play for like 4.5 years after that. That's a worst-case scenario. But it's a good reminder that, man, every time they ask D'Amico about Tank Dell, D'Amico just says, he's smiling. He's in good spirits and everything. Like there's no part where I think D'Amico wants to lead anybody into thinking the Tank Dell might be back.
He's in good spirits is what we hear a lot.
Yeah,
that was the year after Cecil left the Texans. He played here in 2015 and he went to the Bucks in 2016, and it was Jahlil Adai who eventually became a Texan. who was with the Chargers at the time, and I think it was might have been a preseason game. I forget, but he, yeah, Cecil had a bad knee.
The guys I know, Kylie Wong had a really bad knee injury in 2005.
Yeah,
and it was hard for him to come back. He came back, and it was actually D'Amico's rookie year.
Yeah,
D'Amico replaced Kylie Wong, and Kylie, that was the last year Kylie would play because it's just he had. You have multiple ligament tears.
Sure. Yeah, Cecil Shorts. Okay, it was during the season. He played nine games that year. Signed with the Bucks. He was placed on injured reserve on December 6th after tearing his ACL, MCL, and PCL in a game against the Chargers. He appeared in nine games that year. He never played again after that. So not to throw cold water on Tank and his recovery.
But I don't think you can't realistically expect him to be back this year. Hopefully you can, but right. Yeah,
Burden makes sense.
Burden makes a lot of sense. Who do the Titans take up in here in this joint?
Let's do this. Hey, Colin, get the sounder ready again. I'm going to act like Goodell at the top of the draft here. With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Abdul Carter, who's dealing with his own issues right now.
Yeah, good luck, Titans.
Yeah.
Good luck taking him. Did you not hear about his foot injury?
They may not have in Tennessee. They just got running water there five years ago. They don't have the internet.
They're like Prisco's co-host there that doesn't have the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's this they say about a foot something?
For those who haven't heard, Abdul Carter, in his medical testing at the combine, they found a stress reaction, I think they called it, in his right foot.
They didn't call it a stress fracture. They called it a stress reaction.
I think is what the article said. So Drew Rosenhaus is his agent, and Rosenhaus, speaking on behalf of Abdul Carter, said they're still figuring out what they want to do as far as surgery goes.
Yeah. I know. I saw the sports Dr. Chow there said that he should just go ahead and have the surgery right now.
Yeah,
because it's like an 8-week recovery.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I mean, on the surface, it doesn't sound like anything that's career threatening. But you brought up this point before: large individuals and foot injuries are kind of tend to get a little bit underplayed sometimes.
It's the minor injury that scares me the most because it seems like so many guys either re-injure it again at some point or they're not the same guy afterwards. I mean, Matt Schaub had a good season after his Liz Frank injury, but he was never actually the same guy after that Liz Frank injury.
Yeah.
And, for the Texans, Johnson. Kevin Johnson, his foot issues just lingered year after year after year. I get nervous about feet.
I do, too. Hey, let's hit the Jags here real quick. They're near the top of the draft. One more sounder for us here, Colin. With the fifth pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter.
Oh!
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Colorado.
I want him in the division. Yes.
I do,
give
too.
It to me. Give me Deion in the division. Give me Travis Hunter in the division.
Oh, Shador to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter to Jacksonville.
I don't have any issue at all with star power being in the AFC South. I don't worry about it. Listen, if you're going to be a good football team, then you're going to have to beat other good football teams.
Yes.
You can't always just rely on having a bunch of patsies in your division.
Right.
So I don't worry about that. I like, for the AFC South, which struggles to get the attention that, damn it, it deserves sometimes. I want that. And it's twice a year you get to see Travis Hunter in person to see how it all works out.
The Jags are an interesting one to me because I wonder – Liam Cohen's an offensive head coach.
Yeah.
The James Gladstone, the 34-year-old boy wonder at GM, probably has some sort of computer printout about...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Whether or not to play Travis Hunter on both sides, yeah, to some, like I'm guessing James Gladstone has run some sort of algorithm on whether or not Travis Hunter should be playing 10 snaps a game on the offensive, yeah, side of the ball.
Bucky sticks to defense and says, yeah, adding a dynamic defensive playmaker could help solidify the Jaguars' coverage and improve their takeaway prowess in a C-ball, get-ball scheme under new defensive coordinator Anthony Campanelli.
Do you think that's where his future is, Travis Hunter, on the defensive side of the ball?
I think corner? So. Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's so good at both, though, man.
Yeah.
He's so good. But yeah, and let's hit the Colts here too. As long as we're rounding out the division, Colin, ready with the sounder here with the 14th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State. I swear, 95% of the mocks that we've done in this exercise have Tyler Warren going to the Indianapolis Colts. More often than not, he's going to the Colts in these exercises. Adding more playmakers, this is Bucky Brooks, is essential to helping Anthony Richardson reach his potential as a franchise quarterback. Warren is a freak athlete with the athletic measurements and production to tickle Chris Ballard's fancy.
Gross.
Yeah. Tickle Chris Ballard's fancy.
He's just a glorified Kobe Fleener, who I despise. Yeah. I love
he's
Tyler
really
Warren,
good.
But if he goes to Indianapolis, it's going to ruin him.
That's where we are
Mark
now.
Mark my words, it'll ruin him. Oh, yeah, enjoy all those touch passes from Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. Enjoy that mayhem.
There is no way. If I was a tight end or a wide receiver, there is no way I would want to go to Indianapolis.
It's like playing with Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, great, I'll get my catch rate's going to be bad,
yeah,
because I'm going to have so many inaccurate. I won't have a lot of drops,
yes,
luckily, because the balls won't even be close enough to catch them. But it's going to reflect poorly on me just because my catch rate when targeted is so low.
Passer rating when targeted, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll look like for the untrained eye or the people that don't know how bad Anthony Richardson
don't
is.
Don't watch Colts games.
They're just
going to
think those receivers are no good.
Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. That's the mock draft injection. We do it every day at 7:45. I like looking at the other teams in the division, too. I'm with you.
I like Tyler Warren going to the Colts and them not extracting the maximum value out of him,
yes,
and then the Texans picking him up you know, in free agency or off the trash heap in a couple
as
of years.
As a distressed asset.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it. All right. Speaking of which, Nick Caserio on his draft philosophy yesterday at the Combine. We will get to the Texans GM coming up next.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.